Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, to everybody you know. You are listening to something that everybody needs to tune into. Hello, good people. This is DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. And you're rocking with Cocoon from the microphone. The tale of this honest struggle that occurs on the streets. Now, I want to say this show is brought to you by Organic OK, who's going to be absent for this show. At the same time, I want to say something. Please feel free to get involved with the cause. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And check out this other recording artiste. Woman goes by the name of Maya Harrison. She's going on a run. She's got a little career. Listen to her once in a while. I've told you this before, and I guess I'm going to tell you again. I was just a soul living in McKinleyville, California, just coasting, eking by. I thought I didn't need it. As long as I had what was going on in McKinleyville, I was going to get through the rest of my life. I could just sit back and chill, just cruise. Alas, not the case. I don't know. I guess I woke up real fast to realize I need to do something with my life. And I didn't know what. What to do. Now, I was in McKinleyville. And, you know, I've been all over, but I still say there's no place quite like McKinleyville. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. It was a thing. I was basically just doing the best of that which can be done. I did everything that was to do there. You can do everything in McKinleyville. You can go to the beach. You can rock climb. You can surf. You can parasail. You can hike. You can horseback ride. McKinleyville really has everything. So why did I leave? Well, I just got to be a certain age where I was spending too much time with the rents. Too much. There I was, personally, just, I was still living at home. I wanted to at least get a job, but McKinleyville is such an ideal place to live that nobody was offering. Everybody was living somewhere in McKinleyville, and everybody was doing whatever there was to do on the employment line. There weren't any vacancies. Someday it seems like there was a time when America, when there was a booming economy. That's kind of gone now. Anywho, there is basically some kind of major congestion. There is something. There is a pain. What to do? I basically left my parents home with the clothes on my back and a backpack that was only half full and walked out into the woods. Damn me. What to do? I happened to come across Organic OK and his merry band. They told me. They asked me, will you join us? Will you come along with us? And basically, he helped. See, Organic OK had this plan, this mission. He was going to help save the world. And he wanted my help. He was basically apparently a rich philanthropist who was going around picking up garbage and trying to help the homeless. So what could I say? I mean, he agreed to basically help pay my way. He'd fund this whole trip I could come along on. I would be fed. I would be sheltered. But what else was I to say? I signed up. See, I always wanted to, I don't know, I guess I didn't have ambition to do big things, but I really wanted to. Here I was doing something important, something heroic. I was going to be cleaning up this filthy, filthy, filthy planet. Human race, we made it dirty. So I jumped in. we headed, we went all around. First night, now this was around New Year's Eve. We basically, we celebrate New Year's Eve and New Year's in Vicenza, Italy. I didn't speak Italian. I didn't speak the lingo. But you know what? I flowed with it. I just flowed. Anywho, there we were. Now, if you previously listened to our show, you'd know that basically we were still in New York. I always wanted to see New York. But I never had fantasies of picking up all the garbage they left behind, but there I was, and there was a lot of it. A city of 8 million people really made some trash. New York is the city where everything is going. It's the biggest city. The dirtiest city. There's a lot to pick up, and they had the biggest homeless problem of all. Now, of course, as I've said this before, the bigger the city, the bigger the homeless program. They're going to have a lot of homeless. They're going to have the best homeless program, but they're not even going to have enough resources to help half of them. And New York was a city where nobody cared. Everybody was just, well, you know, you hear about New York. Experiencing up close, up front. I want to do some sightseeing. I want to actually see from the Statue of Liberty. This is one of those things only the tourists do, you know? Even the natives, some of them never even do this stuff. But I got to tell you, the city was clearly alive. It was major. It was something. The truth is, I wanted to take a little bit more of it all in. And I wanted to stay a little bit longer because what can I say? I wanted to really embrace all this. You know what I'm talking about. Being organic told me, dude, we don't want to stay here too long, okay? We'll become New Yorkers, okay? We're going to get congested. We're going to get rude and obnoxious. We're not going to have much of a value for human life. But, you know, city this big, what you got to do is we're here to pick up the trash, man. We're not here to stop and smell the, well, New York ain't got no flowers, man. The cities, we're not around here to sightsee. I went back to picking up trash. I thought about what we could do. There were so many homeless people on the dang streets. It was ridiculous. There was a time when you had to be really bad off to wind up on the street. Now everyone, what happened? I think maybe technology advanced too much. Get computers to do things people can do. More people basically thrown out like so much garbage. What am I saying, man? It wasn't even just that. It was the fact that, I don't know. Literally, at one point, I was basically in Central Park. Now, I heard this was a big park. It had everything going on. It was a very happening place. But I happened to notice, there were basically, saw a lot of people basically mobbing the court. Saw a lot of guys with a lot of moves. They had moves. I wanted to have moves. I noticed basically one collection of vagrants who were basically playing basketball. I tried to play with them. I wasn't bad out there, I'll tell you that much, but these guys were better. Right there they were, going for the hoop. The way they moved on the court, it was just fun. I remember when I wish that basically more vagrant people were basically, you know, up here playing basketball. I wish basically a lot of them were just doing something. Maybe I could do something. Maybe I could get a lot of homeless, basically vagrant, vagabond people up here at the park, just going around, just doing stuff. tried telling him what he's telling me. And told me, dude, look, man, you ain't got the money. Ain't much you can do. I know that New York is a city where everything's happening, is going on, but you're kind of off limit. It's off limits if you ain't got no money. You can look around, you can sightsee, but you can't really do much. I thought, dang. I played basketball with him. I thought some more of us. I wanted to invite more of us to come to the park and play basketball. I said, nah, they had to beg. They had money to make. It's harder than anything to basically make when you're this bad off in a city like New York. They have the same dang problem that L.A. had. And that problem is, once you're kind of on the street, they've given up on you. They've cast you adrift. It's over for you. I like to hear that basically a couple people basically literally had gotten off the streets. They were thrown here, but they got back up. But most of them, in a city this big, this congested, begin to realize maybe this is the dang reason that basically so many immigrants get kicked back out of here. I know this city, this country was founded on immigration. But it feels like we've gotten so many. Can we afford it? I basically found myself just thinking, I'm going to keep playing basketball. Try to get more people to join us in the park, more people to play ball. And we played there. I knew nobody was going to mess with us. We didn't have to worry about muggers and all that other crap. But we didn't have to worry about it because the truth is we all just, as long as we stayed together. As long as we did. I wish every single vagrant in the city should be basically out here playing at the park, working out. Come on, let's do it. One of them took me aside and explained this to me. Look here, man. The very thing you need exercise, you need food for. You need to replenish the nutrients you burn out when you play, right? Look at these people. They got nothing to eat. They try to move as little as possible because, dang, if they move too much, they're just going to make themselves, their hunger is going to build up. The hunger is going to build up. They're going to get hungry, and no one is going to feed them. There's just too many dang people. In a way, I resent anybody who's still having kids. Because look around, this planet is so messed up. There's always been a problem. That was messed up. Let's just keep playing. We kept playing. And the truth is, then we literally, honestly tired, exhausted ourselves out. I encourage some of the other vagrants to join us. Play ball with us. We should all team up. Now, think about this for a second. Maybe, I feel like the homeless needs to be like one big union, you know? Unite and whatever. I saw all the garbage that was used to basically, so there was sculpted art out of it, and then I remember the housing pod, and then it occurred to me. Can we use some of this garbage to build a makeshift house for vagrants or whatever? Make sure everybody has a little bit of kind of a shack, a shelter or something to live in? I don't know what to do. It's true. I don't know. I just don't know. Well, thank you all for listening to Kakuna from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Check out tomorrow's show. Really. I'm sure there's a kick. See what happened next. Thank you, and good night. Oh, and you can listen to Kakuna from the Microphone here. You can get all our shows off the web. check us out. We're here at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. Thank you.